And you know, even when things went the worst, he was always sure that America would win the war, that Hitler would lose. He doubted it not a second, you know. It was this sure instinct. He was right. So we arrived in Paris.
Well, how did you go about setting yourself up in Paris then? How were you able to survive?
Well, his two brothers were already there, and we stayed then at the same hotel. Filled from cellar to garret with other people of like faith. And I think I have already mentioned that about 2 days or 3 days after we were there, there appeared this ad.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we had arrived without any money. My mother had a little money in Paris because she was a jeweler, and her friends, you know, her business connection. And she had a visa because she had business connections with France and was going to Paris regularly. She was a representative of Juvenia watches, which are still sold in this country. It was a big French outfit, and she had other French connections there, whom she represented in Vienna. And so she had a little money, very little, so that we could survive, say, maybe for 14 days. But then we had no money whatsoever, and I don't know what we thought, because we were so confident everything would be all right. And through this ad, you know, which we read there, and Eric came to this man, and he fulfilled his dream through Eric by having Eric set his little compositions and make regular pieces, and sometimes he wanted a sonata, and he said ta ta ta, and then Eric made a sonata out of it. And he was very wealthy and paid very well. Mm-hmm. And it was like a little factory, because Eric composed these things. And Willie and I copied it. And we got very handsomely paid for the copying. So we lived beautifully in Paris. And of course, it was in inner circle of Paris, because so many had the same fate. So we met there the critic, Paul Stefan, with a singer. He was connected with a lady. She was not his wife, but they were always together. She was a very fine alto singer. I forgot her name, unfortunately, my memory. It's more than 30 years ago. If I would think very strongly, I would find it, and it's in the program. She had sung Eric's songs in Vienna.
I see.
She had a beautiful alto voice. And then we met Alma and Franz Werfel, and I think through them we met a Catholic priest, Pater Munius, a very highly intelligent man who was actively fighting against Nazism. He was a great friend of the Werfels and became a great friend of ours. And I could mention more, you know, and we met a young composer by the name of Rubin, who is now in Vienna. And he had a brother-in-law who was a very fine poet. And before all things, we met Milo, who was very, very friendly, and immediately, you know, took Eric to his heart and was incredibly wonderful to us. He took us to all the concerts. We were at the premiere of Honegger's Jean Aubuchet, at the rehearsals of these things, and Milo's Columbus was then premiere. And all these things. So we were at the opera, you know, and at a piece of a young French composer where Milo had given us tickets for the Loge. And so it was a wonderful, wonderful life, and much more the life that Eric was supposed to lead as a young composer, as this miserable, you know, dreary lesson giving